Hello everyone, you're welcome again to The Whole Thing, Prudence's podcast. I hope you enjoyed your week. I hope you had a fruitful week. I still am Prudence Oji, and here with me excitingly is my friends. They are here to join me in hosting today's program, and I have Samson Ologofo, a TV host and anchor. You're welcome, Samson.
Always my pleasure to be here.
I have here also with me Favor Obeta. Favor is a makeup artist. You're welcome, dear.
Thank you.
And last but not the least is Jemita Ambata, and she is a fashionpreneur. You're welcome, dear.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so let's get to the business of the day. I hope you enjoyed last week's episode, and remember to send me a voice message and comment on last week's episode. If you're in a situation where something is going wrong, will you speak out and down the consequences, or will you keep quiet and let things keep going wrong? Now I'm going to tell you all a story, a real life story in fact. It's about children in an orphanage ranging from age 18 down to little toddlers and babies. Okay, what they do in that orphanage is that the organizers of the orphanage get children, girls from 15 to 18, some selected girls, and they rape them. While as a male, the female organizers of the orphanage, they pick guys ranging from 12 and they rape them. Now, if you're a little girl or a little boy in that orphanage and you choose to speak out to the wrong things they're doing, no matter your age, you'll be raped as well. So now my question again, if you're in a situation where something is going wrong, will you speak out and down the consequences, or will you keep quiet and let it keep going wrong? So the floor is open, guys. What do you think?
Okay. Hello everyone. I'm super really excited to be on The Whole Things by Prudence. Okay, so for this question, it's kind of very tricky. I feel like, first off, you already know that if you speak out, they would include you in whatever they keep on doing to the children there. And then if you keep quiet, things keep on going wrong. So I feel like you should be also very tricky in how you look at the situation, or how you sort out the situation. So I feel like if there is a way for you to get other authorities aside those people who are in charge of the orphanage or any situation in particular, you should reach out to them. Yeah, just be tricky and be very smart in what you're doing, because if you end up going or meeting them and then just telling them that what they're doing is wrong, it would like a detriment to you. So you'd have to like speak up to other authorities, like other higher authorities in the game here, and then let them know what these people are doing, or let them know what this particular person is doing. I feel like it will go a long way in helping you. So you just have to be very smart about your movement, your actions and your decision. Just meet or speak out to other authorities and I feel they will come to your rescue.
Okay, I feel that this is not only limited to an orphanage. You have been in a situation where things are going wrong. Things are really bad. And you know that even if you cannot really do much because of your age or because of your position there, but you know that thing is wrong. You know that keeping silence is more like is judging your conscience. So what do you do at that situation, especially when you know that it might implicate you or put you under a snare? So guys, let's hear you.
Well, thank you very much. Prudent. I said always welcome, because I feel, as much as this is my first time of being on your podcast, I've been part of the podcast, so I felt like I'm no more a stranger to your podcast. Well, I must say, in this situation, one thing you must know and consider is that if you don't speak out, there is tendency that you are going to be a victim someday. So the change you are seeking for is around you, and the change started somewhere. So instead of maybe speaking out and then you are being punished for speaking out, and one day, whether you speak out or not, you will still be a victim of that particular act. It's not better you speak out and then let the change start from you. So Rome is not built a day. The change is going to start from someone. So I feel it's better to speak out for what is right, for what is just, and go through the consequences that comes with it. The important thing there is that you spoke and a change is gradually coming. Believe me, if you speak for things that are wrong, you've given your colleagues or the people around you more motivation to speak out, because they've seen like the change is starting from you. And then some persons, they've been wanting to speak out, but they need that motivation, because everyone is motivated differently. My level of motivation might be higher than the other person's own. So me speaking out is more like motivating them, and motivating them will make them want to speak out as well. So when you start having one person, two persons, three persons, four persons wanting to speak out, believe me, I feel the pressure will be much on those persons that don't want the truth to prevail or don't want you to speak out. So I feel the best thing is to always speak out for what you think it's wrong. Speak out, and then whatsoever come, let it come, but the change started with you.
We all know that this is actually easier said. For instance, imagining yourself being raped, like you already know you'll be raped before you start talking about the wrong they are doing. So immediately you say, "You people are doing wrong, stop hurting my friends." You say, "You are next in line." So what about situations where you are working for someone and they are being unjust to people and you decide to speak out, then they decide to take away all your salary for 6 months? We know in a situation and an economy like this, it's not easy. So that actually makes people to keep quiet.
Okay, sorry, talking about work is totally different from this situation. In as much as it's you think it's not different, but I think it's totally different. For instance, this is my department in the work. My work, this is on that department, and I've not been able to experience these things, this attitude towards myself, maybe to other persons, is different from a situation whereby this is rape, it's a criminal act. You understand? And when you in a working place, the feeling you have is totally different from rape. It kills a lot of people's mindset, weaken them, and then make them like they're exposed to so many things through the process of rape. It's not the same thing at work.
I know it's not the same thing.
Yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is, if you're in a situation where things are going wrong, will you speak out?
Definitely, I'll speak out.
It's not as
you
easy
do
as
it.
It's not.
That's why I said there are some persons that really want to make a change, and they can go extra mile to make sure they effect that change. So there are people like that, because I'm speaking from experience.
Okay, so like you said, you speak out. That is the first step you take. And you have to be really smart about your decisions. Like I said, you speak out and then you try and involve authorities that would help you. Like you said again, rape is a criminal act. So you have more like ground on whatever they are doing. You leverage on that they are actually committing a criminal act.
Okay, let's just say we want to stick to the context of the story. If, for instance, it's an orphanage and you want to speak out, maybe you're 7 years old and you want to speak out, we know that there's a lot of security in that orphanage. This is just a metaphor to link to every other situation that might be happening. There might be hindrances, there might be things that are serving as a stumbling block to your decision or whatever choice you want to make. So what would you say about this thing?
Okay, let me add something. Sorry guys, please don't mind my voice. I'm not really okay. Okay, so the, that's by the way. Okay, I want to ask. It's an orphanage, right?
Yes.
Okay. Don't they have visitors, like parents who come to visit them or come to see them and give them stuff? Or are they going to be restricted to such visitations?
No, they're not restricted. Like, they select a time for visitation. So when that visitation happens, this situation of having to pretend, make the children look good, dress them well, and provide everything that they need. They are smiling. If you don't smile, you know what will happen.
I get they will be really passing through a lot. Like, I can't even get to imagine what they passed through there. But as Favour said, it's a tricky one. It's a tricky case. So you have to be very, very smart. But you have you get bothered with the things happening, the happenings going on in this place. So parents come and they visit.
Yeah.
So I think you will have to be careful in doing this. This thing in particular now. Like, I feel yes, you have to be very, very smart. At the point you get confused of who to meet and when to meet this person. But I feel when it's time for all these visitations, someone very smart can meet up with the parents or people that come to visit and try to explain in a very smart way, in a very smart move. Like, she won't get to be noticed and all. Like,
I feel like at some point, even after discussing with these persons, you might still receive the consequences. Just know you are doing it for the right cause. So at that point in time, just look at the brighter side, look at what you tend to gain after all these things have happened. So you might speak up to a parent or a person, and then when the person has left, you receive the consequences. But just keep on holding, like, keep on having faith that, okay, now you are speaking to a person, and then he's going to go out and get help for you. So at some point you might have to, let's just take for instance that it's in a workplace, you might even have to lose your job at that point, but just know that you have taken a step to correct a wrong. So you might receive the consequences at that point, but just look at the brighter side, be optimistic about your moves, and be smart, and be very, very smart about your moves.
Keep talking about smartness, and that's why I'm talking about going out of the context of this rape. We know it's a very strong criminal act, and it's a very sensitive topic as well. But then let me bring up a situation, because I feel that's even basically why I want to talk about this. You're in a family, and a lot of wrongs happening in your family among your siblings by your parents, you get, and it's more like child abuse that's happening, and you know you are there as one of their elder ones. You know what your parents are doing is wrong. What would you do about that problem? Because you know when you speak up, it's either they hold off your tuition fees or your upkeep money or everything that involves them training you. They have to hold it off since you cannot survive like on your own at that moment. So knowing that that is a consequence, would you still speak up? Would you still damn the consequences? And or will you say it's not the right time yet? You get, it will be the right time when maybe you are starting to earn your money. What about when that period gets wrong, or when that thing your parents are doing end up affecting your younger siblings? Will you keep saying until the right time?
I feel now in a family context, you feel like, okay, this and this is going on wrong. For you to be the elder one and you have noticed these wrongs that are going on, depending on the person, depending on what he or she can take as an individual, personally, I can say I would stand up to, be it my mom or my dad who is doing these things, you get, and damn the consequences. If it means them taking away my tuition fee and all of that, you also look at the fact that, okay, aside that, they are still your parents. At some point, they might consider giving or trying to train you or further your education and all of that. But for whoever would take this move, you need to be very smart, you get. So you can't just come out and you be like, I want to go against my parents, and not having a backup plan. You get, so you can't be a person who is just there lying dormant, and you feel like you have so many things in your head today and you just come up one day and you're saying everything. You have to have a plan. You have to have something doing. You get something you can lay back on when these things go wrong. You get. So I feel like at some point, you standing up to your parents and deming the consequences, you have to have a backup plan. So as much as this is a problem that is going on everywhere, you have to be a smart person for you to bring down this kind of issues. You get. You have to be very smart.
Yeah, thank you. It's one thing to actually speak up. It's another thing for you speaking up to be effective.
Yes, sure.
For instance, you speak up and they take away all your tuition and your feeding and everything, all your upkeep money. And yeah, they still keep on doing that thing. It's more like you've lost on two ends.
I just want to bring in the child abuse something back to this particular part of the topic. Okay, I want to say, before, for peace to reign, there must be war. So that simply means peace cannot come into existence if there is no war. So if you actually want to change, definitely you must have negative side aspect of that thing you're going for, right? You cannot expect change to come and it's not going to take you much. There must be sacrifice. So now, bringing it down to the parental stuff, there's nothing wrong speaking up. But now look at it this way. This is how I do, because I've been in this situation. This is what I do. Not like literally in this situation, but when I was growing up, there are certain things my parents would do. I wasn't cool about it. And then I feel like it was affecting me more. Now, and one thing you should know is, before you want to fight for a cause, you must have been affected in one way or the other. So you cannot be talking about fighting against child abuse when you've not been abused in one way. Why don't you instigate your sibling, come together as one body, more united than your parents? You'll be strong. There is no how your parents will stop feeding all their children at the same time, denying them of their tuition fee and every other thing at the same time. Then that parent is wicked. I don't think there's any parents that want to do that. But the problem is, when they see one person is the one fighting for this cause, it makes them feel like you are the Judas among the disciples. So they will not see it as you are actually fighting for a change. But when they see that out of five, four of you are fighting for this same cause, they will have reasons to start questioning themselves. Right? So definitely, if you want to effect change, be ready for the consequences that come with it. Your parents, and definitely then especially African parents, they're not going to take it lightly that you stood up against them. Yeah, so it's not going to be funny. They will give you a hot slap, speaking from this side of the world.
Okay, sorry, so let me say something. After, I'm not trying to say that we should run away from the responsibility of trying to make things better in the family and all. Like, seriously, family is one institution that is very, very difficult to do. You're talking about your parents and your siblings. So what if after making moves, after talking, the whole family meeting from month to month, days to days, and change is not effected at last? So I actually have a friend back home that they passed through similar cases. Like, they have very strict parents, and what I hear them say is, let them just get out of school, like get the opportunity to get into school, that they won't go back home again and all that. They're not trying to run away from responsibility, but when you've tried and tried and yet your parents are not still listening to you, even after joining up with your siblings and all, forming one hard ring or something, and then yet they don't listen to you, so what are you going to do? So they feel the best thing is just to leave home when they get the opportunity and then visit once in a year. So it's really something difficult to do with, like, it's your family we're talking about.
Okay, look at it this way, like, you've left home, you're visiting home once in a while, and you're having your peace of mind somewhere, but there are people who you claim you love somewhere not having the same peace of mind.
Like your younger
you
one.
Have. Yeah, like your younger one. So, are you going to be happy wherever you are?
No, I'm not saying it's just one, like, one person, like, maybe your siblings, and then one, that this is what they are all deciding to do. They are trying to... That's what I'm saying. Like, definitely, they get to feed these young ones. They still train them in school and all. So, but they feel that maybe they are not really familiar with or aware of what's going on in the family. But they actually know. They get stuck to their older, to their elderly ones, their elder siblings. So when the time comes, when they get out, they will find it very difficult to come back home. Okay. Like, I feel our parents, like, they just have this backward way of thinking. Like, this is the 21st century. I don't know why some of them do these things. Like, the world is changing. So I feel they should try to work. Okay. Along with what's happening.
All right, let me bring in my story when I was growing up. Well, I have the best parents, I must say, because how they brought me up has been able to change me to the man I'm becoming. And there's certain things I do as a man, then people start asking, wow, this is, why are you so industrious? Like, your house is always clean, you're acting like a woman, you cook, you clean up your house, you can never see your house littered and all that. These are things I learned from my parents. But when growing up, there was something about us. Like, my siblings, they were this type that they are the calm ones, I'm the talking type. And there was certain things about my parents, just like Jimita said, as much as my parents wanted us to be the best, but they were limiting us to some certain things. For instance, we were not that exposed when growing up, but I wanted exposure, and I'm the only one that talk. The other siblings of mine, they are calm, but I needed this exposure because I know the benefit. I'm naturally the talking type, and I need to mingle with people, to talk with people, to make friends, because I love doing this thing. But my parents don't want it. No one comes to my house to visit us. If anyone comes, only the face my parents will give you. You won't be comfortable. You want to leave in the next 5 minutes. And after that, if my mom flog you, if there's an evil spirit in you, it will leave. Like, she's an expert when it comes to flogging. She's a disciplinarian, because that was how she was brought up as well by her brother. Now, I started championing these things, fighting. And I was being flogged for all these things. I was being flogged. Like, mercilessly. I remember when my mom poured me pepper in my eyes. It was very terrible. But, like, they wanted, not like they were, they wanted to kill me. They just wanted us to be the best. But did you know, I started fighting till it got to a stage that I was more powerful. That they had to be like, I think there is sense in all these things. And now, when we left home, started going to the university, and some of my siblings would come back, and they are still acting like they are not in university. Like they should. Yes, these same parents that were flogging me, punishing me, were not like, can't you see your brother Samson? He's more exposed. He has more friends. He built his network properly. I don't know if you understand. Yeah. If I did not start fighting from the onset, what I mean in my JSS2 or JSS1 around then, see my SS3, imagine how many years I should have gone through a lot of stuff because of this same cause. But at the end, I was able to sacrifice for my siblings, and it was as if we now had freedom, because to us it's more like freedom, but not like we are really caged, but we now had that freedom, and we could be able to express ourselves in the house the way we feel, tell our parents, this is how we feel, this is what we don't like, and then they listen to us. One person must bear the burden, that's just it.
Is the pepper in the eyes for me?
Okay, so let me quickly say something. Okay, I feel like parents, they're actually trying. So we as children, or as their children, we should cut them some slacks, because it's not easy.
It's not easy
trying to, like, inculcate or, like, train and give a particular set of people your children, people
it's
you
not
call
like
your children.
To be a parent.
Exactly. They are learning each step at the way. So, like, they have to, like, we should have to cut them some slack. So I feel like anything they are doing, some might know what they are doing, some might subconsciously just do it. They don't know if they are doing this thing rightly or wrongly. So let's just cut them some slack. And then we, as the elder ones, or the person that's taking up, like, you've put it on yourself to, like, take a stand and then change the narrative or whatever is going on in your family. At some point, when you leave home, you feel like you can now stay or live on your own and avoid these things your parents do to you and stuff like that. And then your younger ones at home, you are no longer there for them, or you are no longer there particularly at that time to see what's going on. You could reach out to them. Okay, let's take for instance, you've gone to the university now and they are still at home, they're still in the secondary school. You could always reach out to them and see and help them overcome these things that they're passing through under the supervision of your parents, and also inform them, like make them aware that it's not easy to be a parent. This life is not a bed of roses. These things happen, you get. Just make them aware so that they won't have this bad mindset towards their parents, that in a situation like where Jemita said that you might leave home and then for a year you come visiting once, they are still your parents, for crying out loud. So at some point, just make them understand that, okay, these things could happen. Just bear with them. It's not easy to be a parent. And then at some point, when they have that kind of mindset now, even if they leave house, they always want to come back home. Like, and I feel like when your parents are old, they would have even forgotten all those things they did. You get, it's just left for you now to come back to them. They need you at that point too, when they're already aging and stuff like that. They need you to come back to them and show them love and everything. They're your parents. They brought you out, if not for anything, amongst all the things they've done to you, if not for anything, they brought you out. Yeah, exactly. So you still need to show them this love, and in turn they would also show you love, you get. So I feel that's what should be.
Thank you so much. Like, we were able to talk about a lot of things in one discussion, starting from you speaking out as a person. So the advice is, if you're in a situation where things are going wrong, that is why you're there, speak out. You have a mouth, you have a voice. Try to speak out. And in speaking out, try to do it smartly. Do it smartly. And again, family is very important. It's an integral part of our society. Without family, we can't have a good society. So your parents might be trying to do all sorts. You should know that their purpose is because they want you to be a better person. They love you, but they might not know how to show it. They love you, but they might not know how to deal with it. Come off it. You are not trained to be a parent. They didn't give birth to you as a parent. So you just grow up and you give birth to children. And how are you expected to train those children? It's gradually. So it's left for persons who are exposed to be able to learn new things on how to train their children. You get, that's why as we are growing up now, we are meant to look at the flaws of our parents and correct them. That as parents, we'll also not be able to make such mistakes. Thank you all so much. Thank you for coming. I really, really appreciate. I really, really need to hear from you. What do you have to say? Remember, you click on the message button on the Anchor app to send me a 60-second voice message, or send a voice note to my WhatsApp number +234 818 640 2171. I repeat, +234 818 640 2171. And let me just tell you people, we are done with UNN. Like, we are graduates now, only for I remember. So our 4 years don't work out like this. It's actually 5 years though. So tell us congratulations, because we are so happy that we are done. Thank you all for listening to this point. Till same time next Saturday. Bye bye for now. Remember, I love you and I know you love me too. But if you don't, I love myself. Bye.